And now this is a dictation for Bonita, B as in boy, O-N-I-E, T as in today, A, Hall, H-A-L-L, April 2639, addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, follow-up for Mrs. Hall, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. She's on treatment for Crohn's disease with Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E. For the last 5 years or longer, tolerating without major problems. Denies hospital admission. She's hard of hearing, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, isolated diarrhea without bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, presently no chest pain palpitation, syncope, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no falling episode. She lives alone, but family member helps with buying groceries. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc, metoprolol. Blood pressure down from 127 to 121. Blood pressure 138.72. She's hard of hearing but normal speech, able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems, alert or intestine 3. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.1. For the last, slowly progressive over time, stable the last 6 months. Present GFR 23, stage 4, electrolyte normal, mild metabolic acidosis 22, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild degree of anemia 11.9, normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, progressive. At the same time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, Crohn's disease, isolated diarrhea on Remicade immunosuppressants, no acute abdomen, no bleeding. Next number, COPD, prior smoker, no oxygen. Next number, malanemia, no external bleeding, not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, continue chemistry on a regular basis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She has none of those, and GFR needs to be less than 15. She is 23. End of dictation.